The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Tomorrow, we kick off a two-day campaign to educate you and to encourage you to support a wonderful ministry here in upstate South Carolina, Hope Remains Ranch. On our guest line this morning is founder and CEO Melanie Watt. Welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me today.
It's quite a pleasure. Let's just start at the beginning, Melanie. Tell us about your ministry's mission and how it all started.
Well, it all started when I was 12 years old, believe it or not. There was some trauma in my life early on. And, you know, the Lord, while I was out grooming my horse, Princess, the Lord impressed upon me to one day start a ministry for hurting children. So that's what I did. I didn't start it till many years later. And when I was a special ed teacher, the Lord impressed upon my heart again to go ahead and start the ministry in 2007. And we are now getting ready to turn almost 16 years old. But we are 15 right now, and we serve, you know, we touch, the reach for us right now is between 2,000 and 3,000 youth and families every year. So it all started many, many years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and you know, Melanie, I grew up with horses, and unless you've had that experience, a lot of people just don't realize the bond that you can develop with these. I mean, they're large animals. It's not like a dog or a cat that can lie in your lap on the sofa, but you can still develop that special bond with horses, can't you?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, if you're within 4 feet of a horse, they will, they can pick up your heartbeat. They can mirror you, and they actually calm your heart rate down, your endorphins. That's the reason why it's so special that we use horses here, because in this day and time, people are so used to the electronic age with iPads and iPhones, and, you know, we use the horses here for counseling, for mentoring, for teaching life skills with the schools, and it doesn't look like therapy or counseling. It doesn't feel like that. It just looks like you're playing with horses, and it allows those, especially adults, who have suffered with domestic violence or sex trafficking or PTSD, whatever the trauma may be, it just, because people are the ones who've inflicted pain on these children and families and adults, it's easier to talk and relate to a horse, and they do calm you. They try to crawl up in your lap and be like a dog, but they love on you when they need to, and it's just safer for people to spend that time with the horses.
And it is they are very special animals. Talk with us for a minute, Melanie. I understand what you do there. Talk with us about who some of your clients are, who benefits from this program.
Well, ages 5 through 17, and those are at-risk youth, meaning they're not thriving either in their home or in the school setting or in the community. They're cutters, suicidal, depression, ADD, ADHD, oppositional defiant disorder. Maybe they're bullied in school. Maybe they're going through a divorce. You know, the anxiety, the whole COVID and the mask things have, the anxiety and the anxiousness of these youth are just astronomical right now. Same thing with adults. We learned several years ago that we couldn't just serve the children without serving the whole family. So we now serve quite a number of adults, in our counseling division from 5 years old all the way up to 105, or however old you may be.
Wow.
We serve a lot of grandparents too, who are now in this generation, unfortunately, are having to raise their grandchildren because their own children have made some bad choices and maybe DSS has taken the children away, or whatever the case may be. But a lot of at-risk, special needs, and behavioral youth is what we focus on. We focus on trauma in those age groups, and again, all the things that face those of us as adults as well.
Sure. How many horses do you have there on the ranch?
We have 15 horses and 27 and a half acres here.
Wow. Hope Remains Ranch. Now, you're going to hear me talking a lot about this over the next couple of days because, Melanie, it takes money to keep this operation going, and that's what we're hopefully going to help you do, right?
We sure hope so, and we greatly appreciate that.
Yep. Melanie Watts, the CEO and founder of Hope Remains. Melanie, we just appreciate what you guys do there and look forward to the next couple of days as we give our listeners the opportunity to jump in to help out. I would imagine that in addition to financial support, is there opportunities for volunteers as well?
Absolutely. We need mentors for our free mentoring program that we have here for the community. And we've also got free parenting classes here, along with our counseling, and we have schools that come and bring their kids out here for, we try to stand in the gap for those youth who may be on their way to juvie, that we try to keep them out of that situation. So, yes, we need plenty of volunteers, mentors. We are a faith-based organization, of course, and I tell you what, on November the 12th, we are having a from 10 to 2 on that Saturday, people can come out. Adults, we ask for the adults to do this because you'll end up seeing all of our programs in action. You'll do about an hour tour, so that'll be a great time for people to check us out. And if November the 12th doesn't work, I do tours all during the week for anyone who calls and asks. And
sure.
I'd love to be able to show people around, let them meet the folks and see our programs and meet the horses.
Sure. Melanie, again, I just admire what you guys do, and we look forward to the next couple of days as we jump in and tell your story and raise some money to help support what your ministry is doing. Hope you have a blessed day, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Sure thing. Melanie Watt, CEO, founder of Hope Remains, and you will. Over the next couple of days, you're going to have the opportunity to help this great organization out. And listen up, businesses. If you give at the Triple Crown level, and I'll be telling you more about that over the next 2 days, but basically, if you're a business and you give $1,500, then we're going to give you a spot of commercials here on 94.5 The Answer. You'll get 30 second ads that's going to promote your business right here on 94.5 The Answer, just for making a contribution of $1,500 or more to this wonderful cause. You can text HOPE to 877-235-9405. Just text the keyword HOPE. I'll send you a link that's going to give you more information about this wonderful organization.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.